Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 10th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Mechanical thrombectomy and catheter-directed thrombolysis in acute pulmonary embolism. Trends and practice patterns in the PERT Consortium Registry, 2016 to 2024. The PERT Consortium Registry analyzed trends in the use of catheter-directed thrombolysis and mechanical thrombectomy for acute pulmonary embolism between 2016 and 2024. This registry provided real-world data on the diffusion of these catheter-based interventions, including patient and imaging characteristics. It further documented institutional variation in the application of catheter-directed thrombolysis and mechanical thrombectomy in clinical practice. The findings offer concrete insights into contemporary management strategies for acute pulmonary embolism. Article number 2. Defective trophoblast differentiation. Endothelial dysfunction and immune dysregulation in preeclampsia coalesce on a placental VGLL3-centered gene network. Human single-cell and spatial analyses, along with in vitro and in vivo models, demonstrated that VGLL3, a transcription co-regulator in the Hippo pathway, is upregulated in preeclamptic placentas. This upregulation of VGLL3 promotes immune dysregulation, defective trophoblast differentiation, and endothelial dysfunction. The data revealed that these pathological processes coalesce on a placental VGLL3-centered gene network. This identifies VGLL3 as a key orchestrator of molecular events underlying preeclampsia development. Article number 3. Phone-based intervention under nurse guidance for control of hypertension after stroke, a randomized multicenter phase 3 trial in Ghana. The PINGS, phone-based intervention under nurse guidance for control of hypertension after stroke, trial, was a randomized multicenter phase 3 study conducted in Ghana. This trial found that a phone-based intervention, led by nurses, effectively improved blood pressure control among patients with recent stroke. The study demonstrated this intervention as a pragmatic and scalable strategy to address the burden of stroke in resource-limited African settings. These results provide a clinically significant approach for managing hypertension after stroke in low-income countries. Article number 4. Cascade genetic screening in families with hereditary transthyretin amyloidosis. Diagnostic and prognostic impact. This retrospective study analyzed 967 individuals from 431 families with hereditary transthyretin amyloidosis, ATTRV, across 15 Italian referral centers from 2004 to 2024. The analysis precisely categorized participants into ATTRV index cases, genotype-positive/phenotype-positive symptomatic carriers, and asymptomatic carriers. This comprehensive dataset provided concrete information regarding the diagnostic and prognostic impact of cascade genetic screening within these families. The findings demonstrated the real-world application and yielded implications for early detection and disease management in hereditary transthyretin amyloidosis. Article number 5, burst exercise stress testing in catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia. Exercise stress testing remains the primary method for provoking adrenergically mediated ventricular arrhythmias in catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia, CPVT. Traditional protocols, like the Bruce protocol, often demonstrate limitations in diagnostic sensitivity for CPVT. The study evaluated the diagnostic yield of a sudden, high-intensity burst exercise protocol developed as a more effective approach for unmasking arrhythmias. This novel testing method directly addresses the diagnostic challenges presented by traditional exercise protocols in catecholaminergic polymorphic ventricular tachycardia. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.